This is the NY1 US Altar Node 420675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1 US Altar Node 420675 in South Wales, New York.
That would be completely wrong.
WB2KO from NY1 US. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, real good, Norm. Real good, Norm. NY1 US from WB2KO. Yeah, Scott Laundry calling here. Had some frosted mini wheats and a yogurt. We're moving along. Have you ever been to the Lewiston Silo restaurant?
Nope, no, I have not. That's a new one for me. So, how is it?
Well, it's certainly a very, very unique place. It's an old coal silo, and they have a caboose there where they sell the ice cream. And they have a steak sandwich there called the haystack sandwich, and it's steak and cheese with crispy hash browns on it, and some sort of a special mayonnaise that they use on it. We had that, and it had been several years since we had been there. It was everything worked out perfectly. We ordered our food, and they gave us the buzzers, the little beepers, the Phil Grays, Tom Walls, a lot of other places to use when your order's ready. You know, place is packed, and we're walking toward the table, and some people were just leaving, and we were able to sit down. And I mean, everything, logistically, everything worked out perfect. It was great. We had some ice cream, and encountered quite a bit of rain on the return trip home. And we basically took I'm not sure what we took on the way out. We took Route 31 back and went through Blackboard and Clarendon and Blackboard, and we got on 531, etc. Then WB2KAO.
Yeah, very good. WB2KAO from NY1 US. Very good. Did you come out just to go to the restaurant, or were you coming out to visit someone?
No, we came out, Billy and I came out just specifically to go to the silo for lunch and then come home.
Yeah, very good. Very good. I looked on Offshore Link, and early this morning your note did not say it was online, but now it does. And of course it is now because I'm talking to you, so. Very good. Very good. Well, that's good. I had my Kodiak protein oatmeal this morning, and I'm loving it. So that's my breakfast.
It sounds good. Yeah, things have been up and down, but I think trending toward reliability. It was up last night. We didn't go to the ball game. We met Andy and Issa for long dinner. But Dave, WHOHOY, connected via Echo 90, mistook the fact that last night was Wednesday. He was coming on for the newbie night, which is, of course, tonight at 8:30. I chatted with him, and things were working last night, and I was looking at it this morning. It wasn't working. Oh, it's up and down, but mostly, I don't know. At this point, it's up. How is the packet loss in my audio? We never hear any loss from audio coming to us from the internet. It's us going out to you on the internet. Is that the ongoing problem?
Yeah, well, so far today, it's perfect. No packet loss at all. So. Apparently what Jimmy did, I guess he lowered the resolution on the audio or whatever to make it a little easier to transmit, and it sounds like it's doing well.
Yeah, oh, very good. Well, ultimately what we're going to do is move the node right up to the repeater and have it on a T-Mobile internet connection. T-Mobile has a cell right on the tower. It's not going to happen right away, but it is going to happen.
Yeah, very good, very good. So yeah, I'm coming through the new 590225 that I think they set up as a hub for your repeater, and. Sounding good.
Oh yeah, no, very, very good. Yes, he set that up over the weekend, so that's working well. Alrighty, sir. Well, you have a good day. Charles Day, as usual on Thursdays here, and Cheryl's got her hair and nails later on this afternoon. So it's about it. We are waiting for her clothes to finish in the washer and put them in the dryer and we'll take a shower and whatever, whatever. Maybe I'll see if Gary's around. Have a good day, my friend. NY1US from WD2KAO. Have a good day. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Jim. You guys have a good day as well, and nice hearing from you. And before you go, I just want to mention that I see MB5HT, which it says is an SVX link portal is connected to your repeater.
Yeah, and that's been connected here for a long time. We never hear anything from them. I don't know. I guess it's some sort of a Dave looked it up. It's some sort of a permanent link up here. Not important right now, but we'll make an attempt once the internet connection is at the repeater. We'll try to make an attempt to have that connected to the hub rather than connected to 45140 using data.
Yeah, very good, very good. So, interesting. Okie dokie, you have a good day, and we have our appointment at the PT for the wound here again, so we'll take care of that, and we'll talk to you soon. WD2KAO and NY1US will be clear.
Sounds good, Norm 73, and all the best with that. WD2KAO. WD2KAO.
VA3DZT.
B3EZT, W2KAO, if you're out here. Anybody else around this morning on the St. Catharines link, W2KAO?
W2KAO, VB3LVW, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Dale. 3LVW, WD2KAO. Whenever I hear your call, I always think of my friend Warren Smith in Auburn was WHULVW. He always called himself Low Voltage One. He was a music teacher at one of the high schools in Auburn, southwest of Syracuse, where we moved from Rochester in 1965. But I always think of him when I hear your call. He's been a silent key for many, many years. He was a good friend.
NY1.
So are you. How you been? How you been? See Jays won last night. We had tickets to go to the Red Wing game last night, and did I go? Oh, it was raining. There was a rain delay. They did late, and they beat Charlotte. They opened a can of whoop-ass on Charlotte, 13-11. Charlotte had won Tuesday night, 8-6, but Red Wings won last night. We're the AAA affiliate of the Washington Nationals, and have been since the AAA season commenced in 21. There was no AAA baseball in 20 due to the pandemic. This is a 10-year contract with the Washington Nationals. How are you doing? How's the family? How's the summer going along? And how's that doggy? How's the Mau Mau?
Yeah, and everything's going good. I've been pretty busy back and forth quite a bit to the trailer the last few weeks. My wife's up there actually now. It's about 3.5 hours away from here on Lake Huron. I'm actually leaving today probably around lunchtime. I have to pick up my niece and her two kids are there right now. And I have to pick up her boyfriend. Unfortunately, he's got epilepsy and they took his driver's license away, so he can't. And he was working up until yesterday, so I told him I wouldn't bother going up until he was out for it, so I'm taking him up. So I'll leave around Thursday and be back sometime next week again. Dog's doing okay. I didn't have him at the vet yesterday again and the week before because he's still got some bleeding and he's got an infection of that incision and stuff not healing like they'd like. So I got that donut collar on him again, which frustrates him because, I think it's got to be uncomfortable and you have to have that on. Well, he's had it on for 10 days in a row again. And they told me yesterday I have to take him back next week. But King's pretty good, but having trouble getting, somehow he's got an infection down there and they're having trouble resolving that for whatever reason.
Yeah, infections can be pretty scary, whether we're talking about man or beast. I imagine you'll be taking the dog out there with you unless somebody's going to be at home to look after him. He probably is okay as far as car rides. The epilepsy, yeah, I guess there are ways for him to get his life back. So, doesn't the person have a chance to track their medical appointments? And if you're free from seizures for X number amount of time, you can get your life back?
Yeah, I think that's the case, Tim. I know he's had a lot of tests over the last 6 months, and I believe, because I don't like to probe NASA about it, but I believe they're looking at some type of brain surgery for him coming up. So maybe after that, that's what they're waiting for and see how that goes. But I believe you can. There is a method at some point to get it back. Maybe it depends how bad it is, and, you know, his is, he's not functioning when it happens, right? He's on the ground, whatever. So I don't know. And like I said, I don't like to probe, and they don't offer too much information on that. Maybe he will today while we're driving. I'm taking the old dog to their son that lives with us, is coming as well. The female is getting groomed right now. I pick her up at 10. They were both supposed to get groomed today, but that doesn't want, of course, the sick dog going there. So they kind of scared it a bit for me yesterday at the vet. Yeah, we'll take both dogs. And this dog, this is the male dog, that's not doing that great. He's fantastic in the car. He just curls up, minds his own business, and sleeps for 3.5 hours. The female that's getting groomed, she's all of 5 pounds. She's a 5-pound nightmare. She doesn't settle down at all. Very, a lot of anxiety, but she is better in the truck because she sits in the middle, you know, on the console between me and the passenger, and she likes to just look out the window. So she's pretty well panting and carrying on all the time.
Yeah, pain in the butt. Some of them are good, some of them are not. We actually bought a doggy car seat when we went out to Ashtabula, Ohio to get the $500 special Chihuahua that had been retired from breeding because she had to have C-sections, and we know how expensive those are. But she's 3 years old, and my wife had bought other dogs from her in the past. And she knows us and whatever. And so she was all set to go. And she was spayed and teeth cleaned and all of her history and shots and everything for $500. That was a tremendous deal. So we have 3 Chihuahuas and the Shihu here. We've had 3 Golden Retrievers during our marriage. Fibber McGee, Fibber, and Dora and Kelly. All 3 of them have succumbed to cancer. And I know my wife would love to have another big dog, but I just can't walk the dog like I used to anymore. So it would be unfair. It would be unfair that you get a big dog now. And I'm going to hold the line on that. We've got more than enough to deal with right here. Over.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Tim. Yeah, we've always had Yorkshire Terriers. These 2 are number 4 and 5. This is the first time we had a female one, so all our others were male, and I don't know if it was just luck of the draw, or, and she's pretty small, like I say, barely 5 pounds, but she's probably been the most feisty, I'll tell you that, I'm like, pretty funny, but, yeah, we're not sure. These 2 are 11 now. We've had, experiences like you did, you know, lost a couple to cancer, and whatever, you know, at 9, these were 11. We actually had our last one, his name was Lucky. He actually made it to 17, and he was really doing really good up until the last, I'm going to say 6 months. He lost all his hearing and couldn't see anymore, and, you know, age got the best of him, but he made it to just past his 17th birthday, which is pretty amazing.
W-K-A-O, yeah. Yeah, we had Molly, one of our Shih Tzus, lived to just past her 17th birthday as well. And we actually bred her with Seamus, the male that we had. And she had 6 puppies. One was stillborn, so it was 5 alive. And we kept one, and we sold the other 4, as I recall. But yeah, she was a great dog. But Dora, one of the Golden Retrievers, was only 7. One of the Shih Tzus was only 7. We've had dogs actually pass away pretty young. But Molly was the champion. She was like your dog. She had just had her 17th birthday. Well, very good, Dale. I'll let you continue along. I'm sure you've got a lot of other things besides talking with me. I understand that. But have a good time. Have a good time at the trailer. We had a permanent site for well over 10 years. We had a 31-foot Montana Mountaineer at Evergreen Trails north of Angelica, which is down in Allegheny County, down in the southern tier of New York State, about 75 miles south of Rochester. We enjoyed that, but it just got to be, you know, food for home, food for camp, laundry here, laundry there, driving, and I don't know, the things, there were a lot of rules during COVID, and things just kind of changed, and the people that we knew weren't there anymore, and we actually walked away and left it for the owners. They were from Long Island, and I knew it was a done deal. And Sue and Joe come in and look at it, you know, and Sue goes, you know, Joe, when the kids come, they can stay in here. They don't have to stay in my house.
Yeah, very convenient. Yeah, we're kind of in the same boat. We've been here for this place 12 years, and it's up on concrete blocks, so I can't pull it with my truck. It's too heavy anyway. And it's on concrete blocks, but, you know, it's on a perfect day. Like, during COVID, we could get there during about three hours because there was nobody on the highway. It averages 3.5. I've been much as 5 and 6 hours, depending what happens on the highway. But now that we have a grandson, I think we wouldn't mind, at least myself, getting one a little bit closer so that they could come out a little bit more often, because, you know, a 3.5-4 hour drive, they're not coming out for a weekend type thing. So we'll see. I'm not sure how many more years we'll stay at this one and maybe start looking for something a little bit closer. But okay, Tim, thanks for the chat. I heard you calling while I was upstairs at the handheld phone while I was cleaning up. Came down here when I heard them, or I didn't hear anyone come back yet. So we will chat with you later and have a great day. WB2KAO, VE3OV.
VE3DZT, Victor Echo 3, Delta Zulu Papa.
Hi, good morning, Jerry. Yeah, real good, Dale. Well, it's a pleasure to chat with you, and health and happiness, and have a safe journey to the camp. Enjoy it. Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, long time to talk to you on the radio, that's for sure. Good morning, Neil. Hey, yesterday I was at Candler at 20 Highway. I was surprised that we even got a little bit of a blurb or break of the swells yesterday.
Actually, that first go around, well, maybe it was once or twice, I heard you get a crackling, but it was actually pretty good. I was in that truck, and I was, I think I was going to Prince's Auto, so I forget where I was in the city, but I was surprised, and then I didn't hear you again after that.
Well, that's a pretty good mobile on the mobile, for sure.
Hey, you never commented on my picture. You're watching the Jays.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's very good. I showed it to Kim. She liked it. Yeah, very good. At first, I took me a second. I didn't get it, and then I noticed the version of that.
Anyway, hear me. What happened? They paid the bill, and we're back on the air again, are we?
Well, I guess so. It's been up and down and this and that. It seems to be pretty solid now. So yeah, and Norm was on All Star. You know, his thing was connected. He said he wasn't hearing any packet loss. I ran some audio through the test server last night, and there were some little skips in the audio. It wasn't that bad. He said it sounded good. He said it sounded good. So, yeah, I guess so. I told you, I can be sure of two things in this life: death and taxes.
Well, I was playing with the meteor shatter last night, and it was 9:30 or so, and I thought I took a look before I shut the monitor off, and it was all off the air, so I don't know if you even bothered looking in the morning. But it's a joke. Whenever they did it, it certainly sounds 100% better than before with all the crackling going on. Well, there you have it. I see your phone, too. I was in the shower, I guess.
Oh, I didn't bother to leave a message or anything. Yeah, it was a video. I was down here, and, you know, the internet was down at that point. And so, yeah, no big deal. No big deal. So, Dale, did you have anything further?
No, that's it. Tim, I'm just at the handheld. I gotta go get my mom's medication before her, at least. I'm just gonna go pick her up a coffee. But that's it. You have a great day. See you guys, E3LVW.
Okay, Dale, try to stay. Talk to you later. We need that thing.
So what are you up to there, brother? You want to do the quiz, or isn't it convenient if we do the quiz? I'll put Cheryl's laundry in the dryer.
I'm going grocery shopping here shortly, but not special right now. And if they're all easy questions, we're going to postpone it for a while. It gets a little boring. It's boring knowing you all the answers, and I know the answers because, you know, it's like reading your own birth certificate. It gets embedded in your mind. Yeah, I was making reference to a photo. Dale's wife, him there, she put a picture of Dale up in the sunroof there with a TV, a feed up watching the Blue Jays game. I got into Photoshop and put a whole bunch of Blue Jays, one on the TV, one on the arm, and all these Blue Jay birds in the room with it. Nobody's onto the bird. By the way, they won again 3 straight. What do you think of that?
Yep, I heard that. What, Boston's lost like 5 in a row now?
I don't know how many Boston lost or not, but they're only a game and a half back now as far as the wild card goes. They play at 3 o'clock this afternoon game today.
We didn't go to the game. We didn't go to the game last night. It was raining when we were going to go, and they did play. There was a rain delay, and they won 13-1 over Charlotte. I see the Mets lost again. Yankees won. I heard some of the scores. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on the quiz. You can, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter, Gary. It's just, I don't know. It's just, you know, we get a laugh out of it together, you know.
I will give it a rest for a while and see what happens. Like he did when I couldn't read anything. Well, maybe hopefully they come around with a newer, harder question or something or other.
Yeah, the Yankees, I guess, are in town for the weekend, so they can keep up a winning streak and gain some ground on the Yankees. Who knows? Maybe they're going to turn everything around with the new young players and make it into the playoffs.
Alrighty, I'm going to clear my screen here. I left the computer on all last night. There was nobody working the... I put a few CQs out on the meteor scatter, and I left it running, and then it seemed like around 10:30, and then 1:30, there was a whole bunch of calls. Here's a guy. When was this? Now, this I don't get the time on this, whatever it is. But anyway, WA4YA and W1XTV were just on here. I worked three calls this morning early on the meteor scatter, but it looked like it quit for now. Okay, give me a second. Let me bring up your desk.
Okay, well, let me ask you, what mode did you use when Mike, W2AV, had, a single 8877 on the low end of 2 meters, and we played with scatter, we used sideband. Are they using sideband on scatter, or are they using FTA now, or what are they doing with that, with the scatter? It was years ago we were playing with that, and it was all on sideband.
It's called MSK-144, and it's up on 50.265, and it's a digital mode. Let me turn the power down, and I'll let you hear what it sounds like. I'll just put a CQ with no power. Hang on here.
Okay.
Just one more minute.
Yeah, let me just acknowledge Andy here, MADMZF. Good afternoon, Andy. I'm talking with Gary here, and we're going to do the QRZ quiz. But we do acknowledge you. Good afternoon to you and to Lisa.
Okay, Tim. I'll accept that. Try to get on the speaker, but I've no joy for last 2 weeks. So obviously you got some problems. So I'll put back to you and I'll sit here listening to the quiz.
Yeah. The internet has been down for quite a period of time. It seems to be back up now. So okay, just stand by, Andy. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay, yeah, I'll say good morning to Andy and afternoon, I guess. And, okay, just gotta wait for this run.
Okay, that's a unique digital sound. I don't think I've ever heard of more.
Tim, did you catch that?
Yes, I did, and I commented that that's a unique digital sound that I never heard before. Go ahead.
First, like the FDA has a one broad signal. I don't know how the hell it works, because you usually only see one or two signals at a time, you know, but it might affect it. I think they use it with the EME as well. All right, where was it? So far, I brought QRZ up, shut it off, now shut off again. Let me bring up QRZ, there it is. Okay, here comes the first question. When qualifying during a BWQ show, what is the maximum speed allowed by the FCC? 50, 25, 20, or there is no limit?